It's not just the players, and it's not just Pat Bowlen, it's the people that live here in town. I understand that now. I sure didn't understand it 15 or 20 years ago. But the Denver Broncos are a huge part of this town. They own the town, not Pat Bowlen. Denver Broncos own the town.
Pat Bowlen bought the Broncos. He moved to Denver, and then he never moved away from Denver. He's had certain standards, certain goals, and then with that, there's an exponential development, if you will, of the footprint.
And he has always made it clear that, number one, this is your team, and number two, that we have a responsibility to give back to the community.
Although the priority for the Broncos is to win, it's not entirely about winning on the field. It's also about winning off the field. That's what makes the relationship between the Broncos and the community so special.
He's an owner who treats the team like it's a public trust, which is emotionally how all of us as fans feel about the Broncos. We feel like, well, this is our team.
When I became a Denver Bronco in 1983, I didn't know the love affair between the fans and the Broncos at that point in time. But I think as I came here and I understood the relationship, and that relationship continued to grow, it only, not only grew with me, but it grew with this organization. And it grew because of what Pat Bowlen meant and the ideas that what Pat Bowlen wanted with his organization. And so that love affair just continued to grow.
I came out here in 1981. And was just getting to know the Broncos when Pat Bowlen took over. And he was just so intense even back then. And everything was, you know, crucially important and just, you know, there's an intensity that he brought to everything.
It was easy to understand Pat's commitment. It was equal to the team as it related to the facility itself. It wasn't about brick and mortar. It was really about continuing the culture of the team.
Everybody knows about the Broncos Football Club because we read about it, see it on TV, listen to it. We all know about the football team, but what people don't know is what goes on off the field.
Back then it was all about the team, and now I think it's all about the community, right? It's all about Colorado, it's all about Denver. The team has become bigger than just a team. The team is part of Colorado.
Through all the years that Pat has owned this team, the organization has performed at a Super Bowl level off the field every year, especially when it comes to community involvement.
In Colorado, just like every other part of this country, we are struggling to figure out how to take the kids from the really tough backgrounds and the really low-income neighborhoods and give them a fair chance. And nobody believes in those kids more than Pat Bowlen does.
The Broncos decided to focus on three areas: youth, health, and the homeless. And we were their youth initiative 10 years ago.
To me, if we could reach those kids at a certain point in their life, football players like John Elway, now like Peyton Manning, have a terrific amount of influence on young people.
I've been involved in Boys and Girls Clubs for over 35 years as a staff person, and before that as a youth. I've never seen anything like this.
The most sobering thing for me is that lives have been changed. One life at a time, truly. You see the collective happenings of lives being changed.
I do believe that we were able to establish some of that, and there was a lot less problems in high schools and stuff like that, because we had some guys that would go out to the high schools and meet with these kids, and that had a huge impact, and I really wanted to foster that.
That's what my husband has strived for, to help children be mindful in the world and to gain the tools and education necessary to be productive citizens in the community.
You know, someone that we've been involved with since they were in second grade, and they're in college now. And maybe they wouldn't have had the opportunity to go to college without some involvement from us. And that's probably the most striking example that I can come up with of how you really do see the impact of what our organization is able to do. It's exciting.
the Broncos have become bigger than just football in Denver and Colorado, really in the Rocky Mountain West.
The team has always centered its commitment to the fans and the community. To Pat, this was always personal.
I think that it just is exactly what he personifies, is exactly how he runs this organization, and it's exactly what the Denver Broncos have become, more than just a team that hits the field, but a team that has given back tremendously to this community since Mr. Bowen's owned the team.
At the end of the day, that's a pretty special thing to know that you're associated with a leader who is enabling you to improve the environment of the community in which we live and work.
It's not his style to step out in front, but I'm glad he did, and there's not a better guy to get this award.
We had competition. We had a baseball team, we had a basketball team, we had a hockey team, and we had the Denver Broncos. And so we weren't the only people in town. But what I wanted to do was to establish that we were the number one team in this city. And I think we were able to do that.